Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover.
Across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Merrick Horn's play, Wild Swimming, is described as an interrogation of gender and privilege and a willfully ignorant history of English literature. It's at the Corpus Playroom from Wednesday, and two of the cast members are with me now, Katrina Clark, who plays Nell, and Matt Bairstow, who is Oscar. And it is just you two, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good morning,
that's
by
it.
The way.
Thank you
for coming in. Sorry. launching straight in there. So a two-hander over how long?
Just about an hour. Yeah, so we're on stage the whole time and just the two of us, so no room to forget things.
No, yes. I guess not. Is it, I don't know, I guess the dialogue will sort of take on a sort of a rhythm of itself, a ping-pong of one line and then another, and then presumably every once in a while one or the other of you
one
get
of
a longer passage.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's really well written for the rhythm. Like, we can...
Yes.
It sort of tells us straight how to say things. And
as well, there's sort of an element to explore within that, because within the play, there's a lot of improv-y elements that we'll find challenging, but it should be a lot of fun and sort of... It'll be interesting, definitely.
But I guess you'll know what the improv is, which is almost like a contradiction in terms, really, but it have to go in a certain direction to keep the play together.
Yes. There's sort of certain things that have to happen, but how they happen is up to us.
Yeah.
Every night, as we feel.
So with five performances, it could actually be different on each performance.
Yeah, they're meant to be.
That's hopefully the aim. That's what the script implies that it wants, because it's got these... strange bits in stage directions where it's saying, okay, now do this or don't do this, and you're sort of reading it as actors, you're sort of thinking, so should I do it? And we've been playing about with that a lot and exploring that, and that's been a lot of fun to see where we end up.
Tell me a bit about the play then. It almost feels from the opening line of the publicity material on the ADC Theatre, which runs Corpus, which always gets confusing because Corpus being next to the Arts Theatre. But it refers to, is it 1595 or 1610? Almost sort of implies an element of time travel going on.
Well, there is.
Ooh!
So we start off in Elizabethan times, and so our characters, Nell and Oscar, are sort of childhood best friends, and they meet on a beach in Elizabethan times, and then they meet on the same beach in Regency times, and then sort of 1930s, and then modern day. But for them, it's as if, you know, only sort of a year has passed, and it's sort of how time and society has changed in amongst those time periods and how they sort of cope with it or don't. And it's all very funny and thought-provoking.
And it looks at gender and privilege, which are subjects which in society for different forms come up almost on a regular basis, but they're things that society returns to in different forms.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely the biggest theme of the play.
Yes, and it's very interesting in sort of how it's explored using the kind of jumps in time to see how these gender politics has changed over the centuries, which once again you don't get in a sort of normal straight play where it's going from one moment to the next all in like the present day. It's unique in that sense, and it's quite fun to kind of break those barriers down in this play.
How old is the play? When was it written?
2019 it was first performed.
Relatively new in which case. In terms of the gender aspect, does it go up to, I guess, gender assignment and the whole pronoun thing, which has become quite prevalent?
It doesn't really. It's more sort of the interaction between how men would have viewed their place in sort of the past few hundred years and how women would have viewed their place. It's, as there are only two of us, that's kind of where we land.
Do you get costume changes or do you do it all in the same? You're going through time, and in terms of certainly Victorian times, you'd be dressed very differently on the beach to what you would be in the last few days.
Yeah, for sure. No, we do. And we do them on stage, and it's very chaotic and fun.
That's another time where barriers will be broken in the performance, because it'll be changes on stage, as doing that sort of interacting with the audience a bit as well. So a lot going on at once in these moments where we're meant to just be getting changed really quickly as well. So that'll be
You will not be bored.
Have you been rehearsing at all in the Corpus? Have you rehearsed on stage?
Yeah, we've been really lucky because it is such a unique space. So we've been there for all of our rehearsals.
It's a lovely space. It's sort of like L-shaped kind of thing going on. Also, I've obviously spent a bit of a stuffy space over the past few days. It's thankful that the weather is clearing just in time for an aired performance, I would have thought, on Wednesday when you get
it
underway.
Is, yeah. The past couple of days have been a little bit uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
But,
just sweating constantly previously, so hopefully that'll be less now it cools down.
Yeah, we'll bring a cool box and some ice lollies for the audience.
Yes. No, it is very, very much... probably say it's my favourite theatre in Cambridge. It's nice. It's just this wonderful, intimate feeling. So you've got five performances all together, including a matinee on Saturday. And can I say reasonable price tickets?
Yes.
It seems. £7 to £9. I'm trying to remember. I went to see The Wedding Singer on Friday. It cost a fortune. I think it felt like it cost a fortune. How much did you pay now? I think I paid something like £38, which I thought was quite a bit for two tickets.
It was, and times are hard. So we try to keep tickets down. But yeah, it's just the cost of producing theatre is just so much these days.
What are the costs? You know, are they predominantly in the staging or the licensing of the play?
Yeah, so for us, thankfully, it's not too much because we are a play, so we haven't got a band, and it is a sort of a small, fringy show, so we haven't got big sets or anything like that, so those aren't things we have to pay for.
It's all stuff we can bring ourselves as well, which in terms of props and...
Again, like the play gives us freedom, so it's sort of just whatever you want and we can bring along. So for us, I think costume has been the biggest... It's the biggest sort of ticket item.
Yeah, I guess so, particularly if it's going through the years of the two characters.
Yeah, some excellent people have helped us out with some great period costumes.
It's called Wild Swimming. Have either of you tried that at all?
No.
Nope.
No, I was inspired to sort of go swimming at my gym recently and was in the slow lane and a woman overtook me saying, there should be a super slow lane. So no,
that's a bit off.
Yeah, she was a bit rude.
Abuse on the way by.
So no, I haven't tried in the sea.
Well, thank you both very much for coming in. The play is called Wild Swimming. It's on at the Corpus Playroom. You can get tickets from the ADC Theatre website, and starts Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, all the way through to Saturday with an extra bonus matinee performance on Saturday at 3. Nell and Oscar, alternatively Katrina and Matt, thank you very much for coming in to chat to us this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks.
105 Cambridge 105 Radio.